So, you've got fans out there. So, how do you interact with your fans?
Well, I mean, the internet is a huge thing. Whenever we have a movie coming out, we do press junkets and press tours and that kind of stuff. And we're really working hard at trying to introduce the fans from the acting world into our music. And it's interesting because some of our most passionate fans actually are passionate because of the music. The ones that have, you know, bought the records and listened to it, they get really, really excited. So we feel like if we can find a way to, you know, truly market it and get it out there, it's going to touch a nerve and get people excited.
Now, you've got a website, an E-Nation website. So yes. Who works on that, and how does that work?
Well, we had a company that did our artwork called Asterisk. Or no, it's no S, just Asterisk. Yeah, Asterisk. And they're really, really wonderful, and they designed our website as well. So that just got up and running really recently. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a great way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So do you do fan interaction at the place where you do your show?
I think Michael's favorite part is the fan interaction after the show.
Oh, okay. What do you mean by that, anyway? Does that mean you get around, Michael? I mean,
No.
All right. I mean,
Michael's going to have a lot of screaming girls screaming his name at concerts, and we like to tease him about
that. All right.
Yeah. We've done different fan events over the years, and Michael's never really done anything like that, so it's fun to tease him about it.
Yeah, it's fun.
we've done some fan like signing things after shows and stuff, and you know, for the most part, everybody's really gracious about it. So
yeah,
it's kind of fun to just sit there and connect with the people who are pouring into what you're pouring out into them. You know,
mm-hmm. Right.
Some of them traveled. You know, well, you have one fan that traveled from Germany to see us, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had other people fly from New York to see us, you know, so we feel very encouraged and very blessed to be able to meet them and talk to them and say thank you.
Right. So is it pretty fun to have that big crowd out there and responding?
I love it.
Okay.
It's really fun. It's the kind of thing that, like, I mean, how do you explain that to somebody who's never done it, you know,
mm-hmm.
who's never experienced being up there and... You know, you get to get lost in what you're doing. You get to get lost in what you're communicating, but
right.
you get to get lost with a crowd of people doing it, you know,
mm-hmm.
at the same time,
mm-hmm.
where you're all there and you're all in it and you're all experiencing something at the same time that
right.
really you don't have control of. It has control of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I just like to say about each person in the band puts everything they have into it. It's, we're really passionate. So, you know, that's the most amazing thing about it is we're not... just enjoying music, but we're putting everything we have into it. And, you know, the most important thing for us is that, you know, we try to keep in mind all the time that it's not about us. And so we're actually trying to, you know, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, someone's had a rough day, they get to come to a rock show and you know, get excited and feel lifted a little bit. Or, you know, if someone's going through a tough time and they hear a song that really just touches them. All those little things really mean something to us, and we mm-hmm. want to be honest and real and just know that it's not about us at the end of the day.
Right.